This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I do want to welcome in the general manager and the executive vice president of the Kansas City Royals, JJ Piccolo, who joins us from nice and warm, sunny Surprise, Arizona. I definitely am jealous of the weather you guys are enjoying there, as I'm sure you're well aware of how miserable it is here in Kansas City.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. A lot of pictures have been sent our way, and you feel a little guilty looking outside the window and watching the sunrise over the mountains here. But nice to be here.
I bet. Absolutely. Well, first of all, congrats on the extension for you. You think about when you started, JJ, and now where you guys are at as an organization, and now where maybe even you individually are at just in this role and as the executive vice president and Royals general manager. Did you have a chance, I guess, after signing that extension to step back for just a little bit and just kind of think about where this began?
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of reflect on where we started and how we've gotten to where we are right now. And that's just not over the last couple of years. For me, it's over 19 years. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time that I've been in Kansas City. It's my home. I love living in Kansas City. I love the community. And, you know, you think about the ups and the downs, and that's what this is all about. You got to, you know, develop some toughness and thick skin and deal with adversity. But, you know, over the last 2 years, I'm just really, really proud that the work that all of our departments have done is starting to pay off, and we're starting to move in the right direction. And last year was a great indication of, you know, how we've evolved as an organization and all the different people that are responsible for any success that we have.
Sometimes, like, when I sign a new contract, we're in contracts and radio, JJ, I like buy myself like a bottle of bourbon or something. You do that? You buy yourself like a little treat for getting a new contract?
No, I have to be honest with you. In some ways, I wish we just, you know, kept private, but I understand the nature of it. And, you know, it's just, again, it's a reflection of work everybody's done. So I'm not going to spoil myself on anything.
You could spoil them, you know, buy yourself, you know, have something catered in, you know?
Yeah. Well, we do things along the way. We'll do things like that.
That wasn't the only extension, though. You guys were busy in the last couple of days. Cole Reagans gets an extension. You guys buy out a couple years there of arbitration for him. How did this thing come together? Because I think a lot of fans look at this and say, wow, this is a great deal for your guys' organization.
Yeah, I read some of the comments, and I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding of where Cole is in his career. You know, he's not a free agent. So, you know, he's got four more seasons before he becomes a free agent. So, you know, Scott Sharp and I, you know, had discussed this throughout the offseason, obviously spoke to Mr. Sherman about it. And, you know, we decided that the time was right. Cole's here in Surprise. And really, things like this are pretty simple. When you go to a player with a concept and there's nothing urgent about it, you know, the player can make a choice that he'll go year to year and go into arbitration and just take that route. Or if there's interest in not worrying about arbitration and let's secure a few years, there's guaranteed money. There's a little bit of risk on the team side, and then there's a little bit of risk on the player side that he could potentially make more money through arbitration. So this is really a decision that is driven by the player, what his desires are. And, you know, really came together pretty quickly. I'd say within 48 hours from the time we discussed the concept with Cole's representation until they got back to us. And within 48 hours, Cole's signing a nice little extension. So it's great. Cole's worked hard to get to where he is. We all know about the adversity he's dealt with some injuries. So I like to think that this is going to give him peace of mind and just go compete and worry about baseball. So really happy for him. He's a wonderful person.
I know the regime you were a part of before, obviously under Dayton, was a big believer of stay out of arbitration, where you sit in these meetings and essentially badmouth each other in a lot of ways. I know it didn't exactly work that way, but it can turn into that. JJ, are you kind of a believer of if we can avoid it, it's for the best?
That's the preference, without question. I think every club would tell you that. Nobody wants to go into a hearing. I think that's consistent between the player's side and the team side. It's part of our business, so you do your best to come to an agreement before you go into a hearing. And, you know, over the years, we've been very successful. We've avoided, you know, a majority, large majority of the hearings. And it can be uncomfortable, and you don't want tension between the player and the club. We are on the same team, you know, but players have a window to earn money. They're different than the rest of the population. The rest of the population, usually as they get older, make more money. They're going to make a large portion of their life earnings, you know, in a 6 to 10 year period. So it is important that they make good decisions, because that's their security for the rest of their lives. So it's a tough process. And yes, to answer your question, we do try to avoid it to the best of our ability.
We saw the story over at MLB.com talking about one of your players, MJ Melendez, says is switching up his batting style once again. So we're changing a little bit some of the way he approaches about it. Did you guys bring it up with MJ Melendez? Did he kind of go into the offseason thinking he wanted to do it himself? Just how did you guys decide MJ should go through some swing changes?
Yeah, well, it's been an ongoing discussion for several years, and MJ's had enough success to, you know, continue to do what he was doing. And then last year was a really tough year for him on a lot of fronts, and I think he came to the realization that this is the time to make the change, and we were very happy with it. He looks good. I mean, what he's doing right now is exactly what he set out to do in the offseason. Now he's starting to face more pitching, because that's always the challenge. You train in the offseason, you don't face live pitching, you know, at all or very little. And now you got to face pitchers that are throwing 95 to 100. You're getting changeups, you're getting breaking balls. And you have the discipline to stay with that approach and go through the growing pains that he will go through. Because the natural reaction for any player is to revert back to what you are most comfortable with. So he's in a phase right now that he is comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's a good thing, and that's what spring training is for. It'll give him a good window here, a solid 4.5-5 weeks of games to continue to work at this. And obviously our hope is he grows comfortable with it, because we believe in what he's doing, and we give him a lot of credit for working so hard this offseason to make that change. And now, you know, time will tell if that's the right thing for him to do as a player and he had success as a hitter.
We're talking to J.J. Piccolo, Royals General Manager, Executive Vice President here on 96.5 The Fan. This might be even more of a question for Q, but in the early portion, I know it's very early in spring training, games haven't even started yet or anything, but it looks like you guys have had, you know, Jonathan India working a little bit in the outfield, and maybe at some point you'll have Michael Massey also work in the outfield. Is the plan here in the early going just to kind of move some of these guys around, get them some reps in the outfield as well as, you know, at second base?
Yeah, it is. Michael is going to work at second base and left field. Jonathan's going to work a lot at third base and left field, because he played third base in college, but it's been a number of years since he's been over there. So we know he can go over to second base and play second base. So he'll do some work there. The real challenge with all of this is the planning and the workload and the monitoring how many throws they make. So Q did a great job with Jose Agassiz and Damon Hollins, our infield and outfield coaches, and coming up with a plan of how can we do this where we're getting good work in and we're able to do it in chunks and not have them do too much throwing and bouncing all over the field where they're actually getting fatigued and the workload goes up too high. So the plan is pretty simple. It's Jonathan started out. He's going to go 3 days in the outfield with his work and his drill work, and Michael's in the infield. The next set of 3 days, they're going to flip. Michael will go to the outfield, do his work, and Jonathan will come to the infield. And I think we'll be able to manage it. And then obviously you get into the games and, you know, at some point we have to make some sort of evaluation of what we think is best for the team. And the best thing about all this is both guys are very open to doing what's best for the team. That's the theme we keep hearing, the words we keep hearing. And when you have guys that think that way, the team's going to benefit.
Is there, I mean, other than opening day, like, is there a time in this next month where you feel like you will have to kind of solidify that? Is there a certain point?
Well, I think when we get to the end of spring training, we have to have a plan going into the regular season, but that doesn't mean that plan won't change throughout the course of the year. We're going to continue to evaluate, just like we do every other player on the field, to do what's right for the team to give us the best chance to win every single night. So whatever we start the year with might change, you know, come June 1st or whatever it may be. So it's just, you know, open discussion, honest feedback from the player, observation, you know, from our evaluators, coaches, and we'll make the best decision. You know, it just may take some time to get to what our team will look like come October. You know, at that point, it may look completely different than what it looked like on opening day.
I know that this seems like an oversimplification based on the year he just had, but it's fair to ask with players of his magnitude, can Bobby Witt Jr. get better? Is this if he's just this forever, obviously nobody's going to complain, JJ, but do you see growth in his game this year?
Yeah, I think Bobby's one of those guys that, you know, I got to stop saying this. Last year I was saying he's just scratching the surface. Well, he broke through the surface last year. It was just incredible. But I do think Bobby will continue to get better. I mean, his at-bats are going to continue to get better. His defense is going to continue to get better. His base running is going to continue to get better. And when you think about those things, particularly with offense, it's the processes that they go through and the experience that they gain in batter's box. You know, they're going to be in a different mindset. He's already advanced in the way he thinks about hitting. But when he's 30 years old, he's going to be far more advanced than where he is at his age today. So he'll continue to get better. You just don't know, the numbers. I don't know how much better they can get. But I think the processes will change. It'll allow him to remain consistent throughout his career.
There was some quotes from Surprise. I think it was yesterday. And Bobby was asked about Jack Caglione, who's obviously with you guys there in Surprise. He's very complimentary of him already and just kind of how he's handling himself. What have you seen from Jack already?
Humility. I mean, that's the word that comes to mind right away, and it goes back to a first-year player orientation that we had in Kansas City about 3 weeks ago. I'm looking around the room, and he's the highest-profile player in the room. I think he took more notes than anybody else in that room. I mean, every guest speaker we had, every presentation, he had his head down taking notes, and that's a great sign of how much desire he has to be great. And he also has this humility about him that he understands he was the first round pick last year, but he's not being presumptuous in the way he carries himself in the locker room. I've heard him say several times about how he wants to pick Vinny's brain and learn from Vinny. So it's just a sign of a very mature player that knows he's not a major league player just yet, but has a great desire to be a major league player and be a good one.
I know that, like, this sounds like cliche, but, like, some players do have a different desire to be great. How do you kind of sense that early on out of a prospect, and how does that change the way you guys handle them when it seems like their effort, their workload, whatever, they just, like, participate differently?
Yeah, they work smart. They're efficient. They ask questions. They're constantly trying to get better in different ways, whether it's their pregame preparation, their in-game successes. They have ways of non-verbally showing us that this player just soaks it all in and wants to work his tail off to I'll say be a Hall of Famer. I mean, every player that gets to the major league, that should be their long-term goal. Obviously, very few get to that point. But when you see guys work and the way they pay attention, the way they ask questions, it's a great indication of what their desire is to be a great player.
This is a player we get asked a lot about, JJ. Get a couple more questions in here with Royals General Manager JJ Piccolo and Executive Vice President Kyle Wright. Where do you guys kind of see his progression from last year? You guys obviously had a long-term plan for him. People are always looking for new rotation arms or possibilities there. Where's he at?
Yeah, we're optimistic that he's going to be able to help us. He did have a minor setback with a with a small hamstring strain the other day, throwing a side session, which I really, you know, hated for him, because he sees the light at the end of the tunnel as bullpens continue to get better. The velocity, the command, the secondary pitches were getting better through his bullpens. So he was really excited about where he was. He had a really good side session about 5 days ago, and then 3 days later, you know, he has a side session, his hamstring grabs on him. So that's going to slow him up a little bit. You know, fortunately, it's a low-grade strain, but we're going to have to give it a little bit of time. We'll be able to keep his arm moving, but the mound work's going to have to take a backseat. So it's going to take a little bit more time than we thought, but we're still optimistic. We're going to get some innings out of him this year, and he'll get his career back on track.
While we're talking about some pitchers and maybe some injuries and things they're dealing with, what about Alec Marsh? I think it was about a week ago, maybe at this point, where we learned that he was dealing with some shoulder tightness. How's he progressing already?
Now he's progressing well. You know, he's exactly where we hoped he would be when he was first diagnosed with that soreness. But you know, one of the things we've got to be careful, as much as we want Alec ready for opening day, it's a long season, and if we try to force a guy back into action too quickly, now he's either going to get re-injured or he's just going to be constantly dealing with something that we could put to rest early. So we're going to be cautious with him. Well, our hope is he's up to 3 innings by the end of spring training. It looks like that's where he'll be. Of course, if that's the case, at that point, we got to make a decision. Is he in the bullpen? Can we start him if he's only going 3 innings, or does he need more time being in the minor leagues just to continue that buildup? But, you know, we'd much rather have something like that happen, you know, in January like it did, than in April, May, or, you know, any month during the season. So he's in a good spot. He's making good progress, and, you know, we expect him to be out on the mound here in spring training games not too long from now, and to get to 3 innings by the end.
JJ Piccolo, Executive Vice President, Royals General Manager, joining us here on 96.5 The Fan. Good to catch up with you. Enjoy the start of spring training, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.